Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here and you're listening to I Am Wisdom. This is the place, this is the home, this show, this hour that we have is the home of the connection between mind work and energy work. And what I want to do on this show is bring to you some easy everyday ways to heal your life, because there are so many concepts out there. And even as a, whether it's in my mainstream therapy practice or whether it's in my other side of my practice, which is the spirituality, you know, intuitive consults, readings, mediumship, all that kind of stuff. Whether it's that or in coaching, whether it's all that or whether it's in mainstream, the concept is there's no point talking about our feelings and then talking about broad concepts without actually, you know, bringing those two things together and actually getting some concrete everyday ways of things, practical things you can do to make yourself feel and experience yourself and your life differently, because quite frankly, that's what we want, isn't it? We want our lives to feel easier and nicer and happier and healthier and more abundance and more understanding and more compassion and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really, really important that we have access to information about practical things we can do in our everyday life to really make a difference, right? And that's what I'm all about. That's what I've been about for 22 years, working in the mainstream industry, and that's what I've been about in the last, you know, 5 years or so since I've been out and about, you know, in a big way here in Australia, and then, of course, coming across to the United States and around the world with, you know, my messages about, you know, that connection between mind work and energy work, because there's a beautiful, beautiful spot where those two areas, where our mind and the energy connects, and it's in that spot where so many things can happen. You know, there can be more anxiety in that spot, or there can be a lot of peace in that spot and calm and healing. So it's about getting really clear about that connection and using both sides of ourselves, our physical self and our non-physical self, to shift it up, to shift your vibes, to change your life. And so, yeah, that's what it's all about. So welcome to the show. Today, the show is all about intrusive thoughts. And I'll share with you soon why it is that I am going to be talking about this. But look, intrusive thoughts are really, really common. And most people don't realize how common they are. Just about every single person I speak to, both in my personal life and professional life, if I ask them this question, some would go, oh, no, do you have intrusive thoughts? Some would initially say no, but there's a lot of people who would say yes. And when people can relax enough to be honest with you, it's amazing what you'll hear from people. So I'm a bit inspired. The other reason I'm inspired to talk about intrusive thoughts is because I have a client that I'm working with at the moment who's quite a well-known fellow here in Australia, and we're in initial conversations, or he's already having conversations, but I've just this week had an interview with the producers of a really well-known national TV show here in Australia, because they want to do a story on him, and so I'm talking with them with his permission. So as his therapist, they also want to interview me. And I'm just, you know, as I was talking about, you know, the area of thoughts and intrusive thoughts, I just it really got me thinking, you know, and that's what made me think it would be really good to do a show about that. I mean, obviously I can't disclose to you who I'm talking about, very confidential, even though it will be on national television soon. It's not for me to say that. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm bound by confidentiality, so I can't say who I'm talking about here. But what I can say is that both with that client and with so many other of my clients, the thoughts that they have, which sits in as a result of their anxiety or their mental health issues, they can really mix their life up. You know, they can really make the difference between a good moment and a peaceful moment, you know. And so I also have a lot of other clients as well who, you know, who have anything from, you know, they can be walking along the street. I was talking to someone the other day, and I know this myself because I'm always doing this. You know, you can be driving along in your car and it can flash before your eyes that, you know, there could be an accident there. You can literally see it all playing out, but of course you keep driving. It's a little bit like that show Ally McBeal where they used to cut to the, you know, the vision of what you're actually thinking. Or you might be walking your kids along the street and you have a thought of, oh my God. Now, most, what if a car, you know, veered off the road and came up onto the footpath and hit us? Now, most people would think those thoughts and maybe just think they're worrying. But, you know, these are what we call intrusive thoughts. So that's how common it is. You know, these are everyday intrusive thoughts. And many, many people worry about things like, you know, dying is a big one, you know, dying unexpectedly. And people worry about, you know, bad things happening to them in all kinds of shapes and form, through to minimal things like I might not get the right change at the checkout, right through to, you know, I could be seriously hurt here. And all of those thoughts, when you think about it from even that beginning of, you know, I might not get the right change at the checkout, they sit in that world of the irrational. So it's where our regular thoughts shift from being rational thoughts to irrational thoughts. You know, if you've gone through the checkout 100 times before and always got the right change, then having a fearful thought or a worrying thought about, oh my gosh, I might actually get the wrong change here, whilst it's very normal and natural, I want to say to you, it is actually, you know, it fits in the world if you go on the continuum of irrational thought. And why it's problematic is because it increases your anxiety levels in that moment. So I wanted to talk about, for all of those reasons, for the, you know, I'm about to be talking about it on national television here in Australia, right through to the people that I'm working with in my everyday practice, where I'm seeing that intrusive thoughts are something that isn't given a lot of airtime. You know, we talk about anxiety and depression, but we don't really talk about the symptoms of those things, which is where the intrusive thoughts come in. And so that's why I decided to dedicate a whole show to it, because, you know, there are so many people out there who are suffering. Some people are suffering in silence. They're too afraid to tell people what they're actually thinking, because they know they have insight. They know that their thoughts are irrational. They know that their thoughts are paranoid. But they suffer in silence. And so I want to reach out to those people and say to you, you do not have to suffer in silence. You do not have to suffer in silence. You can have support. You can have support. And I'm really encouraging you to reach out to me, reach out to someone, reach out to your doctor, reach out to people who you know you won't be judged by. You know, if you're worried about being judged by your GP or your doctor or, you know, your treating practitioner, or if you're worried about that, then find a different one that's not going to judge you, because, you know, it's really, really important that people are aware and realize that this is part of everyday life for so many people. In fact, all of us do it to a degree. You know, we call it worrying, but it's all a continuum. I myself have experienced quite a lot of intrusive thoughts at different times in my life, so I do understand how this works. It's come as a direct result of my own experience in childhood of anxiety. And so I know that when anxiety is around, you know, and throw some stress on there with which life gives you, I know that I can tip over. And look, it hasn't really been a problem much. Intrusive thoughts have been there. But certainly one of the other reasons why I'm sharing it with you is because, you know, in the last 12 months for me, as a result of a treatment that I was receiving, an alternative, you know, treatment, like a remedy, I think my hormonal system was actually thrown into a form of perimenopause. And what we know is there's a lot of women, you know, who are in a state of perimenopause, which is obviously that stage before they get into menopause. And one of the key symptoms that some women talk about in perimenopause are intrusive thoughts. Now, any woman who's experienced postnatal depression, definitely you'll get it, but, you know, PMT as a result, you'll know that at those particular times when the hormonal changes are happening, which you have no control over, right, no control over, that one of the symptoms can be intrusive thoughts, and it can really, really bring a lot of fear, because all of a sudden someone's gone along in their life, they might have had a little bit of low-grade anxiety or even moderate anxiety in their life. They hit their early 40s, they go into perimenopause, their hormones change, and all of a sudden they find that they're people with no psychiatric history whatsoever apart from anxiety. You know, they haven't had any presentations to hospitals, they've never been on medication, all of that stuff. They've always described themselves as a bit of a worrier, blah, blah, blah. And also they have these bizarre, intrusive thoughts about the most ridiculous things that are so irrational. And they know that, yet they are awash with fear. So that's why we need to talk about it. There are so many people affected by it. And again, I'm going to say that again. If you are one of those people who is suffering in silence, I want you to reach out. Reach out to me. Send me an email. Send me a message. See if I can be of assistance to you. Or reach out to someone in your local community, right? It's really, really, really important. For those who live in Australia, I'll be talking about some connections they can make with organisations like Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute. So I'll be leaving those numbers on my Facebook page. And then obviously for people overseas, you would have equivalents. You would have organisations that are there to support people through areas of mental health and diagnoses and treatment. And understanding, right? So there's so much to talk about. So much to talk about today in this hour. I want to talk about the symptoms. I want to talk about why. I want to talk about some strategies that you can employ to manage your intrusive thoughts. And I also want to talk about what it's like for the family members around those people, the people that love the people who are having intrusive thoughts. But mainly I want to make sure that we're all really clear about just how common this is. This is more common than people realize. I can't stress that enough. I'll also be finishing up with, you know, some information from a spiritual or non-physical perspective about why this happens and what's the message, you know, what's the message from the infinite wisdom about, you know, what we're to do when we're suffering, okay? We're coming up for a break. Stay with me. This is a really important show today. It's about intrusive thoughts. Stay with me. Enjoy the break. Talk soon.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to I Am Wisdom here today for this really important show on intrusive thoughts, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab a deck of, to ground us in the spiritual, because that's the content and the setup for this show. I'm going to grab a deck of Dorian Virtue's Angel Therapy cards, which I have here. You can hear me shuffling away, shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And I'm just going to pull out one of her cards and ask for a message from the angels in relation to, you know, what, I mean, this is some fun. I love this stuff. This is just fun stuff. Can you hear me flicking the cards around there? A bit of poker. A bit of card shuffling, I should say. What am I saying? Poker. Where that came from. Came out of nowhere. And so I'm a good card shuffler. I just want to say that. I'm very excited. Well, I think I am. Well, actually, not right now because I'm dropping them. One just popped out. There we go. There's a strategy. I'm going to take that. I'll share that with you in a minute. So I'm just going to ask the angels for a little bit of a message about intrusive thoughts, message for our radio community here today. While I'm shuffling, I also want to mention that I want to mention a few announcements. So the first, we'll be quick with these. Well, there's heaps actually when I think about it. Okay. So the first would be I've begun this brand new, wonderful platform where you can ask me questions. So it's kind of like an Ask Katrina Kavanagh, basically. So basically that is where you can write into me at my email, which is connect@katrinakavanagh.com. So connect@katrinakavanagh.com. And you can ask me, it's an advice column. So I've begun this brand new advice column. And so what you do is you email me with your question and I will use my skills as a therapist and clairvoyant. So my intuition, my spiritual, non-physical world, metaphysical understanding, plus connection with, you know, some wise spiritual teachers on the other side, as well as they're all falling out. Here I'm saying I'm a great shuffler. At the moment I'm dropping the cards. And what you do is you send me your question and I'm going to be publishing 1 to 3 questions a week. I'm going to write back to that person with a response. I'm going to get them to write back to me with their response to my response. And then I'm going to publish that just as a Ask Katrina Kavanagh advice column. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to publish 1 to 3 of those a week. I'm just about to, I've received quite a number of emails already. So obviously I won't be able to answer all of them, but they are forming a nice group that I can, you know, refer to. And what I may end up doing is actually bringing some of those over to the show. Because you know, I would like to cover as many of those as I could. So yeah, so you know, if you want to get more information about my Ask Katrina Kavanagh advice column, and if you've got a question for that column, then what I encourage you to do is pop along to my Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/ Katrina Kavanagh, KatrinaCavanagh. And also you can find me on Instagram too, my namey thing for Instagram is _ and then my name, Katrina Kavanagh, all lowercase. You can find me on Twitter. If you go to Twitter, you'll find me at Kat Kavanagh, K-A-T and then Kavanagh, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H. And of course you can find me on my webpage, which is KatrinaKavanagh.com, again, KatrinaCavanagh. You can find some of my writings if you're looking to find some information about some of the things I talk about on the show sometimes. I'm a coach on the spirituality and intuition coach on Balance by Deborah Hutton, which is a wonderful platform here in Australia. So you can find me there at Balance by Deborah Hutton. Deborah Hutton is D-E-B-O-R-A-H. hutton.com.au. I think we've got an AU on there. I'll just check that in the break and I'll let you know. I can never remember the AU bit. And then also I write for Maria Shriver as well. And I'm an architect of change on her website. So that's at mariashriver.com. And I have articles published here and all over the place. New Dawn magazine. I've just heard from Holistic Bliss. They're lovely here in Australia and I'll be writing an article for them. I'm published on the world on, what's that wonderful platform? They're lovely. I've had a mental block. Anyway, it'll come to me. Wake Up World. There it is. Wake Up World. So, look, it's great. It's great whenever they cover my stuff. But there are other places that you can find more information about me, as well as read my book, which is Wisdom for Your Life through Alan Unwin. And also my CD, which I'm getting some more made of those CDs with Blue Angel Publishing, which is CDs for children around health and happiness. And that CD is called Happy Little Heart. So if you Google all that stuff, you can find that on iTunes. So getting back to our topic for today, and it's all about finding some cards from Angel Therapy to do with, the area of intrusive thoughts, and really nice messages from them, from the angels. Let's pull out some cards now. Lovely, beautiful. Okay. So what I've got here is the ones that jumped out at me when I was actually shuffling. The first one that jumped out was her card called God Box, which basically means, write any worries, concerns, or desires on a piece of paper that you put into a special container called a God Box. I mean, there's so many ways you could describe that, but as a way of letting go and allowing the divine to help you. So, with the main message I get from that is, and it's the strategy, one of the key strategies I use with my clients, both my mainstream clients and my spirituality coaching, you know, helping clients, is writing stuff down. You know, journaling is a powerful, powerful tool, and it gets it out of all of our busy, busy head, and even removes some of the energy from it, from our body, and places it on the page. It also gives us a place to reflect later. And sometimes when we write things down, the power of even the act of writing it down, and then certainly the power of reading it back, can be very, very, very insightful. In fact, if you're at home alone and you've not reached out to anyone, what I would encourage you to do as a first step is to begin journaling. Get yourself a separate book where you can just for your intrusive thoughts journaling. We like to have it separate. You have a separate book for your, you know, intrusive thoughts journaling as opposed to your, you know, powerful intentions of creating your life journaling. But just have a book where you just can pour it all out and write it all down. You know, just really express it. And you might, and I say to people, you might start off by saying, I don't know what to, like writing the words, I don't know what to write here. I don't know what to write here. Maybe one day I'll write. And before you know it, there you are. You're just writing. Please don't care about your writing, messiness, tidiness, spelling, grammar. It's about a pouring of expression and emotion. So that's. I'm not surprised that this has come up. The other one I got was that fell out was around books and, you know, that your life purpose involves writing and reading and editing and selling spiritually based books. So for me, what I draw from that is it's really important for you to read about it. So really, really read about the book. Anything you can get on Google, intrusive thoughts, right? And read as much as you can about it, because the more information you have, this is called psychoeducation. You're educating yourself about what's going on for you. Immediately it takes you out of the fear of your intrusive thoughts, and it grounds you into the reality of intrusive thoughts are normal. They happen to many, many people, if not everyone. They can come at different times, and, you know, it's completely understandable and okay, and you can, there is help available to you should you need it. Okay. So, and the other card that I pulled out as well, so I've got two more, is the card of visualizing success and clearing yourself. So what I'm going to talk about there, if you're very clear, your intrusive thoughts are not as a result of, let me explain this to you because I'm very clear on this. Your intrusive thoughts are not as a result of some spirit attaching itself to you and having its way with you, okay? I don't believe in that. I know that we can have energetic connections to souls on the other side, and they may connect with you, but I do not believe that they have the capacity to give you intrusive thoughts, okay? It truly is physical, hormonal, mental health. It's a mental health issue. So I want to talk about that. So it's because the first card I've got here that came forward is the Clear Yourself card. And what that is about is asking for angelic assistance or assist, get your spiritual team and say out loud, you know, hey guys, I really need your help here. I need you to help me with clearing away not negative energy that you've picked up from others, but the negative energy that sits within you when you feel the fear and the worry attached to those intrusive thoughts. Okay. Now, if you come and see me mainstream, I'm not going to be talking to you about that one. Not at all. But if you come and see me as a spiritual practitioner, I will be talking to you about that one. I'm very clear. I'm very, very clear about the two sides of my life, world, and I'll explain a bit more as we go along. But clearing yourself and being aware of just the leftover, in mainstream we'll call it anxiety, and you know, the anxiety you feel in your body, and we have all this, you know, leftover energy, so it's very good to find a way to clear that away, whether it's through physical activity, through, you know, writing in your journal, it might be relaxing in a bath. There are all ways to self-soothe and really assist yourself to what we call self-regulate your emotions. That's what we're talking about in mainstream, right? Come and see me as a spiritual practitioner, where I talk about the non-physical way we that part of ourselves. What I would talk to you about is in calling on your spiritual team to clear away some of that energy, because that energy is not anyone else's energy but your own. It is your own traumatic imprint. It's the expression of your pain body. It's the it's also the expression. It's just the here and now energy of feeling yuck, you know, when you're having these intrusive thoughts. So we're asking our spiritual team to envelop us with their gorgeous healing energy and white light and clear away any yucky residual leftover feelings that we may have. So these are the conversations I have across the two different sections of my working life, okay? And the last card she's given us is the visualization of success card, which I really believe in this. Now, the power of visualization is phenomenal, and I'm going to talk about it in two different ways when it comes to intrusive thoughts. Thank you for that, guys, for reminding me I need to talk about that. The power of visualization is, from a mainstream point of view, what we know is that our brains are no longer fixed. It's not give me the child till they're six and I'll give you the man. Certainly our early years are very formative, but what we know, we now understand about the brain, and there's so much more we don't yet, but anyway, is that it's quite plastic. It's quite malleable. You can shift and grow new neurological pathways. Oh, a break's come up. Okay, so when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about the power of visualization, both from a mainstream perspective and a spiritual perspective, in really getting some change and shift and healing around the area of intrusive thoughts. Stick with me.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi. Hi, you're listening to Katrina Kavanagh here on Om Times Radio. And today we're talking about, or in this show, we're talking about intrusive thoughts. And I'm sharing with you, you know, the understanding of and best ways to work with intrusive thoughts from the perspective of both the mainstream practice that I work with and also the other side of my practice, which is the spirituality practice. So, and as anyone who knows my work knows, I've got clients that people come and see me absolutely specifically for mainstream approach, which is what I give them because that's been my training, you know, my formal qualifications and the work I've been doing for the last 20 years or so. But then I do have people come to me because they know about me through my bit of the media stuff I do over here in Australia and the coaching I'm doing with Balance by Deborah Hutton and the writing I'm doing and, you know, that I'm also someone who can offer a spiritual perspective or, you know, a non-physical perspective on, you know, in the form of, you know, mediumship, contact, consultations, obviously, coaching though as well across a myriad of issues, including intrusive thoughts, and a spiritual base or metaphysical based form of therapy, really, where I work with you both as a person on a mind level, and we do mind work and energy work, basically. That's what we do. We do the two because they're all coming together of that. So today's show is on intrusive thoughts, and I'm really passionate about this topic because I work with so many people who experience this. It's a really common problem that has not had enough airtime as yet. And so today I'm looking to do my little bit to improve that. So if you are someone who experiences intrusive thoughts, and these are thoughts, let me describe how they happen. They come from the reason many people experience intrusive thoughts, it's always anxiety based. Okay, so they're experiencing some form of usually anxiety disorder, like a generalized anxiety disorder, or they may have an obsessive compulsive disorder. There's so many different diagnoses where this could happen. And what I'm talking about on this show are the people, the everyday people. So I'm not really talking about the people who have a diagnosis of, say, something like schizophrenia, because that's a different set of responses altogether. These are people who are everyday people who may have, you know, bipolar or obsessive compulsive or a post-traumatic stress disorder or depression or anxiety, and they're experiencing intrusive thoughts. Now, you know something is an intrusive thought when it comes out of nowhere, whoosh, 1 minute you're okay and the next minute there it is, okay? And it can begin like that. You can literally, you know, when I talk to my clients, what they say is they were one day in their 40, if they're 43, they're sitting on their lounge, they've never really thought of, weren't thinking of anything in particular, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, they are overcome with this fear and worry about some completely irrational thing happening in their life. Some of the thoughts are tricky because they may have some basis. So say, for example, you know, someone may have health problems, they may have a heart issue, for example, and then, but it's manageable and it's being managed and it's all okay. And then all of a sudden they're overcome with the most intense feelings of fear about and thoughts about dying and how it's going to happen now and any minute now what's going to be happening. And so they're caught up in a cycle of, you know, sheer panic. They're the kind of intrusive thoughts I'm talking about. The other type of intrusive thoughts are the things you might have every day where you're walking along the street and you think, gosh, and before your eyes you get this sort of image of, gosh, that car could drive off the road and hit me or my children. Very, very common. Talking to someone the other day and they mentioned this to me and I said, oh my God, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, it's really common. And also the good one where you drive along and you're driving along peaceful and calmly as possible on the freeway and yet in an instant you can see an image of possibly an accident happening. And, of course, it doesn't happen and you keep going. But this is a really, really common intrusive thought process that can just, you know, impact on your life. So, and who gets them? Like I said, people with a diagnosis of, you know, they might have a diagnosis of generalized anxiety. They may never have a diagnosis. They may be undiagnosed. They may never have been to see anyone. But if you talk to them, they'll often say that they were worriers, you know, throughout their life. Or there may be people who have a diagnosis of obsessive compulsive disorder and certainly post-traumatic stress disorder, because there is a real connection, I believe, in people who've experienced trauma and then having difficulty later in life with, you know, with intrusive thoughts. And by trauma, I mean, you know, they might have had physical abuse or sexual abuse, certainly, but it may be as subtle yet as painful and powerful as emotional abandonment as well. So there are all forms of abuse that make up the world of trauma. And so for those people, they can also be experiencing intrusive thoughts, sometimes years after, you know, they can go along relatively fine, quote unquote. Yet it can be years after. So you just never know when this is going to come up. The other group that I mentioned are women who are experiencing hormonal changes due to perimenopause. There's a group of women out there, and there's a lot of them, and you know who you are, who may be in their 40s, so they're not technically yet, you know, menopausal, but they're perimenopausal. And there's a group out there, right, of women who one of their symptoms are intrusive thoughts. Never before had they experienced it. But due to the hormonal changes that are happening in their body, they end up in this really crazy world of intrusive thoughts, and it's very overwhelming and scary for them. And they worry about, you know, oh, my God, am I going crazy? So, look, you know, I work with children, for example, who have extreme trauma histories, and they have intrusive thoughts about hurting other children, either physically or sexually. So, you know, there's a massive spectrum, right? From everyday people, high-functioning people, who experience quite inane but annoying intrusive thoughts, through to quite severe and obtrusive and obstructive intrusive thoughts, but still they are still high-functioning and amazing people, right through to people who have, with some of those diagnoses, right through to people who are, have quite severe mental illness and, of course, or on that trickier end of those diagnoses of, say, obsessive-compulsive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, you would expect those people to be experiencing a wide range of symptoms. But even for those people, you know, I would love to help them as well. And then right through to, again, like really highly functioning people who have no history of anything, and they stumble into their 40s and in the perimenopausal years, and all of a sudden they're flooded with intrusive thoughts, and that can go on for a few months or a few years or whatever. So if you are one of those people, or you think you're one of those people, I want to encourage you to reach out, and I'm going to talk to you now about some steps you can take. I'm going to talk from a mainstream perspective first, and then I'm going to come back to a non-physical or metaphysical perspective as well, right, because that's the joining of the mind work and the energy work. So so where that's at is what I talk to people about doing is, first of all, to get some – you need to check yourself out physically, okay? You must – all of the people I see, when they're coming through with symptoms and we don't know where they're coming from, but no matter what the symptoms are, I always say, let's get you back to the GP, get you back to your doctor, and go and have all your bloods done and just have a really good checkup, just to see where you're at physically, okay? I say that to people. And that's because that's the important place to start. I want people to check their women. I want them to check their hormone levels. Even if they're men, I want them to check their hormone levels. I want thyroid tests. You know, your medical doctors across it, you know, all those things. Because all of those things contribute to your well-being and your mental health, which, of course, contributes to your own state of anxiety and depression, which, of course, in turn contributes to whether you experience various symptoms, including intrusive thoughts. So the first stop is to go and have a look physically. The second step, the question I'm interested in knowing is, you know, are there any existing mental health diagnoses? And if they are, what are they? And just to get really clear. So, you know, just if you think you would like to go and have a review from a psychiatrist or a therapist, I encourage you to go along and start those conversations and just check in, because most people will come into me and say, I think I'm going crazy. And it's starting to have worked through those physical elements and then maybe looked at some of those psychiatric or mental health diagnoses and seen whether they're applicable, obviously with a psychiatrist or a clinical psychologist. That's an important process to go through as well. The next things are around basics, and the third step and the most important step here is all around self-care. It really begins. There's a lot of work that needs to be done around encouraging people to engage in acts of self-care. So we're talking about the basics. It's so basic, it's not funny. How much sleep are you getting? What's your food intake like? How much caffeine are you having? How much alcohol are you having? How much processed sugar are you having? Because all of those things contribute to your mental state. And if we're experiencing something like intrusive thoughts, we want to eliminate as much of those things as possible, okay? So I would encourage people to look at that. I've already said sleep. I'm talking about movement now, because I don't like the word exercise, because if you're somebody who doesn't like exercise, you go, oh, I can't do that. But I like the idea of movement. Now, movement might be stretching, it might be yoga, it may be walking, it could be Tai Chi, it could be running, cycling, jumping up and down, whatever it is for you, whatever it is for you. But it's important to look at doing what you can to move your body on a regular basis, even a little bit. Might be 10 minutes of a walk. Oh, I'm yawning. Excuse me. Oh, this is the beauty of live recordings. I can't edit out the yawn. So just getting some movement going. They're really, really important things. And then, of course, what I'm going to say is get yourself along to a good therapist, either a psychologist or a social worker, as I am, and someone who's experienced. I would encourage you to go to someone who's qualified and accredited with a professional body, as I am. For example, in Australia here, I'm accredited with the Australian Association of Social Workers, and I'm also accredited through our Medicare system here as well. And that means I've gone through a process where I've had to prove over and over again that I'm capable of providing focused psychological strategies. So it's really important to get to someone who's accredited and been recognised by some kind of a system. And so get yourself along to someone like that. The thing I say about finding a good therapist or a coach, whatever it is you really might need to try a few on before you find the right one. And I say that to people all the time who come to me. Look, I may not be the right person for you. I encourage you to come along a few times. And when you come along a few times, then you will, you've got to check me out, see whether I'm the best fit for you, right? So I encourage you to do that. But some everyday strategies that I talk to some of my clients about are, one of the things that we're knowing, and this is where I was before, around visualization. From a mainstream perspective, it is really important to, we know now that, relaxation and meditation is a key component to mental health and well-being. So just from a general point of view, even if it's a gradual physical body relaxation and meditation exercise, do that. I would encourage people to, for my clients, what I do, and these are my mainstream clients and my alternative spiritual clients, I actually design for them and record for them their own individualized meditation. And this is exactly where I was at the last break. And I'm going to come back from the next break and tell you all about that, and give you some key strategies you can use to manage your intrusive thoughts. Stay with me.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and I'm talking to you today about intrusive thoughts. This is the content for our show, a topic for our show, and look, it's something that's really important to me because I worked with so many people. And I was prompted to talk about this today because it would be part of, because this week I've been talking to some producers of a TV show here in Australia, and they're talking about interviewing me. Because they're doing a story on one of my clients. And so with my client's permission, I've begun conversations with them. And, you know, I'm really pleased to say that I will be part of a show that is really spreading the word and really educating people about mental health issues and really normalizing and getting the conversation going. And so that sort of inspired me to talk today a little bit about intrusive thoughts because, you know, I know that there's a lot of people out there, I have a lot of clients I work with intrusive thoughts, and it's not part of the dialogue yet. Really, it's not part of the everyday dialogue in the media. When we talk about mental health and mental illness, we talk about, you know, we can say the words easily, anxiety, we can say the words easily, even maybe bipolar, definitely can say depression a bit more easily. But we don't really talk about what that actually means. And sometimes that actually means one of the symptoms can be intrusive thoughts. I also wanted to normalize it because there's so many people out there who are really suffering from this and feeling like they're alone. And if I really want to reach out to those people, if you're one of those people, I want you to reach back. I want you to reach back to me, you know, and or find someone you can reach out to and find some ways to get some help because you deserve it. You deserve the freedom of it. So before the break, I was just talking about, you know, visualization and the power of visualization. And from a mainstream perspective, you know, I've got mainstream clients who come to me. And what we do is I actually develop and record for you. I've got a number two, but anyway, I record for you a meditation that specifically works on shifting the neurological pathways in your brain. Science has shown there's a link between visualizing a different response to certain situations and the way your brain actually wires itself. We all know that the brain is not fixed, the neurological pathways in the brain are not fixed, and we can actually support the brain through certainly repeated experiences, but the next best thing is through visualization techniques to visualize. And in my meditations that I do for people, I actually have a visualization where I actually visualize an actual new neurological pathway being grown in your brain, and obviously laying that on the foundation of whatever your experience of fear or worry or anxiety is, I kind of build that in. So, for example, your fear is of, you know, that one day, you know, you will have a massive heart attack and die, and you live every day with these intrusive thoughts about what that's going to be like, and then you hit with the grief of what it's going to be like to leave everyone early, and you're looking at your children, and you can't enjoy the moment because the whole time, you know, you're at a school event, you're thinking, oh, my God, I've only got so much time. And, you know, there's just this process that's so overwhelming. And so you're there doing that, but there's no actual evidence, real hardcore evidence that you're going to die of a heart attack, but this is just what can happen sometimes. And so, you know, I will actually build that into the meditation that I do for people or the visualization. Where I actually see the thought of I'm going to die, and we see that, and I allow them to see the 8-lane highway that exists in their own brain between I'm going to die and sheer panic and overwhelm. And then what I do is actually support people to visualize, you know, experiencing, oh my gosh, I'm going to die, but then take them, grow a new pathway, literally see it growing in your brain, a new pathway between that and a place of peace and calm. Okay. So I do that for people. I do that based on my understanding of, you know, the mechanics of how the brain works. And, look, it's really important. And I do that for my mainstream clients. Now, for my clients that come to me with an understanding of the energetic world of energetic work and energetic world that they, you know, live and breathe and understand the non-physical world as well, what I will add to their meditation is I will ground that in a bed of compassion from your spiritual team. I included that and I set an intention that, you know, this will be shifting in your life because we know when we do that, that's energetically very powerful. So, you know, it's what I do. It's what I do for those clients who come to me for my spiritual understandings as well. So I give that, it's just a slightly different version. So we call on your team for help. We set the intention that you will experience healing and resolve and release from these intrusive thoughts, and that you can think another way. And then I really invoke an intention that you'll be at peace with the process, right? At peace with the process while it's unfolding. So that is one way that I powerfully work with people. The other thing, and the meditation works very much on a dose effect. So the more you do it, the more effective it will be. It's like you take that tablet, it works. Take another tablet, it works again. It's about taking those doses of meditation and visualization into your life. That's how things change. The other thing that I do is I ask people to consider the area of actually mainstream medication because it has its place, right? I encourage my clients, and this is, I'm not giving you medical advice here. I'm not qualified to give you medical advice, but I also encourage my clients to consider, you know, natural alternatives, you know, things they can take to slow their body down. I already said I asked them to take caffeine out of their diet, but I really do encourage people to consider the mainstream medication that's out there, because whilst we can really struggle with the concept of mainstream medication, and look, if it's not for you, then please don't go there. Do not go there. What I know from how I make sense of it spiritually, I once had a conversation with my spiritual team, and I said to them, you know, how do I know some medications can be really great and really helpful for people, yet it's synthetic, right? It's not of this world. It's more of the physical world and not the spiritual world. So, and they showed me the process of what happens when a scientist is in the lab and they're creating a cure, whether it's a vaccine for the, you know, measles, whether it's, you know, a cure for cancer, whether it's a cure for the common cold, whether it's medication to help with anxiety. We have an amazing scientific mind at play. And what they showed me was that feeding into that beautiful scientific mind, some mostly unbeknownst to the person if they're not aware spiritually, is the universal oneness and greatness. They are supporting that process. That person's spiritual team is, you know, supporting them to find their way and guide their way to a cure. So in that way, the spiritual world is very involved in the physical world of the science of medication. And so that made me feel very warm in my heart and allowed me to be open to the idea that mainstream medication is very effective. Because I've taken it myself over the years. I knew it had been. It does work. But I had to make sense of it, you know, with my new spiritual understanding. And so that's how I got my head around it. Well, I didn't really have to get my head around it, but that's what they showed me. So I want you to – so let's go through what we've gone through so far as strategies. One is, you know, to have your full medical review, have a full physical review, do that first. The second thing is to look at getting have a psychiatric review. If that's what you need, if you're at that place, go to a psychiatrist, reach out, get the help you need. The other suggestion I have is if you need medication, then go on that medication or consider it at least. I respect you if you decide that decide not to, that I realize there's individual choice in there, but it's just something that I want you to be, just to consider as an option because it is there for some people. Consider the area of visualization and meditation as a way of being really, really helpful with this process. Consider getting yourself to someone who can help you, a really good therapist, okay, someone who's really, really good. And very understanding of how and has a comprehensive understanding of how this really works, okay? It's no good going to someone who doesn't know. And so to do that, you need to go in there and interview them and ask the question, what experience do you have with anxiety? What experience do you have with intrusive thoughts? What's your take on intrusive thoughts? What's your approach with intrusive thoughts? See what they've got to say. How do you treat intrusive thoughts? How do you treat it? What do you do? What would you get me to do? Ask those questions. You have a right to. I want to empower you to do that. But get yourself to someone who knows what they're doing. And so I want you to do that. I want you to do that as to consider. And the other thing is to really look at what are the things that have gone on in your life up until now, right from the day you were born until now, what are those things that have contributed to your anxiety and what healing do you need to have take place for that to happen? Okay. What healing do you need to have take place for that to happen? So there could be some therapy there, some more therapy, some more coaching. And then the final thing I would say to you, all of you, is that to really place yourself in a bed of your own compassion, to be kind to yourself, to trust that the thoughts are there for all the reasons I've talked about, the physical reasons, the hormonal reasons. There's no spiritual influence there whatsoever. There's no life purpose. It's just you simply are having a response to what's going on in your life. That's all it is. You're not going crazy. You're not going crazy. It can feel like it. These thoughts can be really scary. It can feel like it, but just know that you're not. You're not going crazy. They are just intrusive thoughts. For many people, they will pass. For other people, it'll be a condition that you'll learn to live with, and you can do that with the right kind of supports, okay, the right kind of supports. So I hope this show, show's over already. I hope that this show's been helpful. I'm going to put connections on my website for In Australia. I'm sorry, on my Facebook page for In Australia for Beyond Blue, and also for Beyond Blue and for the Black Dog Institute, because I want people to have those contact details so that they can reach out and start somewhere and get some support, okay? If you've to finish off the show, I've got two more things to say. If you can tell someone about this show and get them to sign up to my Facebook page and my website, I'd be very grateful, because I want as many people to know about this show as possible. I'm here to help, and this is my amazing platform to do that, and I'm very, very grateful. And then the other thing that I would want to say to you is to remind you I've got an event coming up on the 16th of October, an evening with Spirit with Katrina here in the Wollongong area. So get onto my Facebook page and you'll find out more about that. Take care. Have a great week. Namaste. Enjoy your life and enjoy the freedom that can come with managing your intrusive thoughts. Bye-bye.